how can we learn to let go of doubt and be more confident in who we are? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend. Hope you're happy. Hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal, Sean, and we have a winner of March's competition. It's Katrina, who asked for a one-to-one session on how to facilitate a Sangha, which is a great idea for a prize. I'll be setting up a get-together for the 13th of April, 3 p.m. UK time, so if you're in America, it'll be in the morning. If you'd like to come along, then send me an email and I will share the invite with you. Next month's competition will be on photography, so just join the Facebook group. The link is in the description, and post your picture in the competition thread at the top of the page. The theme is seeing impermanence in nature, but basically any nature picture that you take will be a valid entry. Good luck, and I can't wait to see them. If you join the Facebook group, you can also suggest ideas for episodes. This week's was suggested by Claire. She asked how mindfulness can help us with self-doubt. Thank you, Claire. And if you're interested in one-to-one mindfulness coaching, then please do get in touch. My email is in the description. Big thanks to Kelly and Orr for becoming new Patreon subscribers. Please do click the link in the description and support me if you have the means. I've spent my career in the civil service in the UK, and there's many traditions, acronyms and phrases that you're assumed to know, which are incomprehensible to outsiders, especially if, like me, you're not from England. One of those is creeping death, the tradition of everyone around the table introducing themselves and saying what their job title is at the start of a meeting. I'm not sure what the origins of the phrase creeping death is. Google doesn't help much, but apparently it's the name of a Metallica song. I would be quite surprised if that's where it came from. But the name is appropriate, especially in a very large meeting, because it would result in the first 10 minutes being wasted while everyone said their name, which in my case will be forgotten seconds later. As regular listeners know, memory is not my strong point. The process would go around the table, and as it came closer to me, my heart would pound, my breathing would race, and by the time it got to me, I could barely squeak my appellation out of my mouth. I think I might have forgotten my own name on one occasion. I didn't really believe in my ability to do anything in my 20s, whether that was saying my own name competently, doing my job, social interactions, relationships, and of course decision making, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago. These days, I feel like I'm fairly confident in most things, possibly too confident at times, so something has fundamentally shifted between then and now. What was the problem, and what's changed? Well, the challenge is pretty easy to diagnose. There would be a situation where I lacked confidence. I would have an anxious feeling that would be overwhelming and would sweep me away. I would have thoughts along the lines of, I can't do it, or people will laugh at me, that was based on a belief that I had about myself that might be, I'm useless. And that belief was based on difficult experiences I had whenever I was younger. My mind would gather data that would confirm these beliefs. In psychology, this is sometimes called mind reading. I would interpret every gesture or phrase from someone else in a way that confirmed how I felt about myself, damaging my confidence further. And so I'd be stuck in a loop. I rarely felt confident enough to try something new or scary. And when I did, I looked at everything through the lens of doubt, confirming my fears about myself. So what can we do to build our confidence? When I got cognitive behavioural therapy in my early 20s, the therapist asked me to test whether what I believed about myself was actually true, not based on my perceptions, but on actual evidence. An example of this was my fear of being in crowds and feeling like everyone was watching me. He suggested that I take some change from my pocket, this was back when people carried money around, and deliberately drop it. What I expected to happen was for people to stop and stare, maybe laugh at me. But when I did it, nothing happened. No one turned around. No one looked. No one laughed. One guy actually stopped to help me. The point of this is our doubts and our lack of confidence is based on faulty beliefs we have about ourselves, backed up by biased data we gather via our faulty beliefs. It's important to test these beliefs to see if they're actually true. And when it comes to other people's perceptions, they are far less aware of us than we think. If your lack of confidence is around people, I would encourage you to try the coin test for yourself. But what if we don't know what the underlying beliefs are that make us doubt ourselves? This is where mindfulness changed everything for me. CBT was hugely helpful, but it wasn't going to unwind what was ultimately driving my lack of confidence. How I describe this to people is, we have to be prepared to look in the hole. Imagine you had a column, maybe it looks like a well, and this column was made up of your suffering. And imagine you were examining this when you were struggling with your confidence. At the top of the column is your feelings. What emotions am I feeling right now? Let's say it's anxiety. Where in your body can you feel this emotion? For me, I always feel anxiety in my belly. It might be different for you. Below that in the column are your thoughts. What thoughts am I having right now? It might be something like, I don't think I can do this. I need to get out of here. Being mindfully aware of what you're thinking without reacting, without being swept away. And then below that level down in the well is the underlying belief. It might not be obvious, it might be in the darkness, it might take some time to see the underlying belief that affects your confidence, especially if you're feeling anxious right now. But it's going to be something about yourself, like I can't do anything right, or I'm worthless, or I'm a failure. In surfacing this belief, you're going to feel some strong emotions. We want to avoid being swept away by them and look at the belief like we would look at a storm from a hill far away. You can feel the breeze, but you're not being blown around. And then, if you feel that you're ready, you can look down into the column, deep down into the well, down into the hole for the origin of the belief. It will be somewhere in your past, and it will come from someone you know, likely someone you know well. It's not easy to look in a hole, but if you're not ready to do it by yourself, I would encourage you to look with the help of a therapist or a friend that you trust. There may be something very difficult in there. There may be more than one experience in there, but the hole is where we liberate ourselves from suffering. If we're brave enough to look, then we can reach in and pull out what we find, and we can let go of an enormous amount of pain and suffering. We can let go of what was holding our confidence back all these years. Monsters live in the dark, and if we can expose them to sunlight, they start to disappear. Being prepared to look in the hole has transformed my life and allowed me to release a lot of the suffering I held on to. As well as that, it's massively increased my confidence, not only because I've let go of the beliefs that drove my doubt, but because I know when my confidence is shaken, I can use that as an opportunity to look deeply into the column. What am I feeling? What am I thinking? What is the belief that sits underneath? And what's in the hole? What's the experience from my past that formed the belief? In other words, I have the confidence that I have the confidence to accept my lack of confidence in this moment. I hope that makes sense, but what I'm talking about is faith in the practice and faith in yourself. The ground still shakes sometimes, but the mountain will stand. So when your confidence is shaken or you're struggling with doubt, see that as an opportunity to look deeply and liberate yourself. Because if you can bring yourself to look in the hole at difficult points in your life, you will make yourself solid like a mountain. So let's sit together for a while with a guided meditation. If it's comfortable for you, then I would invite you to think about a situation where you struggle with your confidence. And if that's uncomfortable for you, then you can just enjoy the guided meditation. So if you want to take a moment to make yourself comfortable, I'm going to start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. And we're going to start, as we always do, by applying our beginner's mind to your posture. So I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your head above your heart above your hips, your hands comfortably in your lap. And just allowing a gentle smile to emerge on your face as we enjoy the stability of our posture. Expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body, noticing where you feel warm or cold, noticing where you feel tense or relaxed, becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin, and the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. And shifting your awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises. And that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today, or a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave. And then gently, without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. Finally, focusing their awareness in the breath. Noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in. Warmer on the way out. Breathing in. I know I am breathing in, breathing out. I know I am breathing out. In, out. Breathing in, my breath grows deep. Breathing out, my breath goes slow. Deep, slow. Breathing in, I notice my feelings in my mind and body. Breathing out, I smile to my feelings. Noticing feelings, smiling. Breathing in, I notice my thoughts without being caught up in them. Breathing out, I smile to my thoughts. Noticing thoughts, smiling. Breathing in, I see the belief that drives the thought. Breathing out, I smile to the belief. Seeing beliefs, smiling. Breathing in, I see my younger self where the belief was formed. Breathing out, I feel compassion for my suffering younger self. Seeing my younger self, feeling compassion. Breathing in, I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I realize it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. And as we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment to notice any changes in your body, any areas of relaxation, any areas of tension, and just stretching those if you need to, just giving the body what it needs. Noticing any changes in your mind, and if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. Just before we go through the mindfulness homework, I'd just like to share something that surfaced for me during that guided meditation. So I used to experience a lack of confidence in sharing my feelings, which, as you can probably tell from the podcast, I've managed to get over. But I still have that shakiness sometimes, and exploring that during the guided meditation, what I realized the underlying belief was underneath that was the belief that what I felt was silly or invalid, and realizing that I heard that a lot whenever I was younger, you know, talking about struggling with something and don't be silly. And then realizing that that meant it was difficult for me to then share my feelings with people, and having a couple of difficult experiences with that as a result. I think I might talk about this a little bit more in a future episode. Hopefully you got some insight too. Don't worry if you didn't. Just keep practicing with it. Keep looking into the column, looking into the well. Keep practicing every day to work on your calmness. And I can guarantee you that the insight will come and that will liberate you from suffering. So let's talk about the mindfulness homework for this week. So map out the situations that you feel less confident in, particularly while you're experiencing them. And then see if you can have a go at looking deeply into them. So what are you feeling? What are you thinking? Can you get at the belief that's underlying it? And can you connect that to your past? And then have a go at practicing this guided meditation every day this week. And of course, join the Facebook group, send me your ideas for future episodes, and send me your pictures for the nature photography competition. And may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slana, will you? And I'll see you next time.
Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've been